It's the end of an era in Burlington for what's been called the country's oldest all-ages punk venue. 242 Main was housed in the basement of Burlington's Memorial Auditorium. The auditorium is closing for now due to structural issues with the building. VPR's Liam Elder Connors spent some time digging into the past and future of 242 Main.
A few songs into Cobra Snake's set, I saw their singer Ryan Krishnick's head was bleeding. Not gallons of blood, but there was definitely a cut by one of the tattoos that snaked around his temple. During his performance, Krishnick's small, wiry frame catapulted to every corner of the stage, and at one point he hit himself with his mic. If you're thinking that's intense, you're right. Part of that's the nature of punk and hardcore music. But that night, some of the passion was because of where Krishnick was playing, 242 Main.
It's the first place I actually felt like I belonged and I was safe and I was gonna like foster my ideals.
Krishnick grew up in rural Vermont. He says his teenage years were tough. He was questioning his identity, his sexuality, and to top it all off, he had a big pink mohawk. 242 Main became his home, and he says it still is.
It's the first place I actually felt like I belonged and I was safe and I was gonna like foster my ideals.
Even though the physical space 242 Main is closing down, the city and the people in the music scene want to keep the programs going. Burlington plans to start a series at different venues around the city called 242 Main Presents. The idea is to give young musicians and performers an outlet. And that's pretty much been the mission of 242 Main since it started back in the 80s as Burlington's teen center. It was formed through the mayor's youth office that was established by then-mayor Bernie Sanders. Kathy Lawrence managed 242 Main when it opened.
Right now, at the age I am now, I probably wouldn't want to stand in the mosh pit when, you know, people was getting a little aggressive. I used to just go stand in there.
So you just go stand in the, like, in the mosh pit to keep things a little, like, from getting too
rowdy? We had a very supportive mosh pit. But, yeah, I would just stand in there, and before you know, people would be like, oh, sorry, oh.
Lawrence says she was at 242 Main every day after school with cookies and coffee. And it wasn't all punk rock.
You know, kids came and I wrote this play, I want to put the play on, or I did this artwork, I want to do a show or mural or something like that.
242 Main hosted some big-name bands, too. One of those historic shows was Fugazi in 1989. The band's considered one of the most important punk groups of the mid-80s and 90s. Founder Ian MacKay is a pioneer of punk rock and a leader in the straight-edge movement. He says when Fugazi toured Europe, they played a lot of government teen centers. But 242 Main was the first one they'd seen in the U.S.
And it was, you know, it was a little bit of a kind of a rinky-dink operation, but I think the intent of the place was really important. But we've always, you know, I always had a real affection for that spot.
MacKay says he's seen a lot of venues come and go during his career, but he says it's not the venue that makes the scene, it's the people.
They just got to find the new room. You know, if 242 is over, then long live 242, did good. But people, they got to find the other spot. They got to keep doing it. Music can't be stopped.
Since the announcement of 242 Main's closing, there have been a lot of remembrances, and not all of them positive. Last week, 7 Days contributor Amelia DeVoid wrote a story recounting sexism that she and other women experienced at the club. She says it was run mostly by men, booked male acts, and didn't always feel like a safe place for women. Not everyone agreed with DeVoid's take, but she sounded optimistic that going forward there'll be more awareness of gender inequality in the music scene.
Well, I've received an overwhelming amount of feedback from male leaders in our community that may not have even noticed that there was an imbalance and are starting to actively educate themselves.
During the final show on Saturday, some people were already thinking about moving forward. Toward the end of Cobra Snake's set, Krishnick, the lead singer, spoke from the stage. He said the hardcore and punk community needs to do a better job of including LGBTQ individuals and women.
Let's make space, let's open our minds, let's be inclusive and intersectional.
And if the passion of the people at 242 Main's final show was a sign, keeping the spirit of the place alive won't be a problem. For VPR News, I'm Liam Elder Connors.